Listen to this news. Argentina slashes grain export taxes, pressuring U.S. farmers. Argentina has slashed grain export taxes to enhance its global agricultural competitiveness. The measure, effective from Monday and lasting until June, is aimed at boosting exports during the country's prime harvest season for corn and soybeans, intensifying competition for U.S. farmers during a critical period. This decision has caught the attention of the global agricultural community, particularly in the United States, where concerns are mounting about its impact on American exports. Analysts view the move as a strategic effort by Argentina to reinforce its position as a leading exporter. Randy Place, an analyst at Hightower Report, remarked, "This will keep Argentina as a significant export competitor." The tax cut comes as a boon for Argentine farmers, who have faced challenges from hot and dry weather affecting their yields, enabling them to sell more competitively on the international market. The immediate ripple effects were evident on the Chicago Board of Trade, where U.S. soybean and corn futures experienced notable declines. Corn futures settled at $4.86 minus one half per bushel, down 3 minus one quarter cents, after hitting a yearly high just a day earlier. Similarly, soybean futures fell 9 minus 3 quarter cents to $10.55 minus 3 quarters, while wheat futures dropped 10 cents to close at $5.44 per bushel. These shifts underscore the increased pressure on U.S. markets, already grappling with lower than expected export sales. Adding to the U.S. farmers' woes, the Department of Agriculture reported a major drop in wheat export sales, down 52% from prior weeks, with only 164,800 metric tons sold for the week ending January 16. The competitive pricing of Argentine grains is expected to further challenge U.S. exporters as they contend with heightened competition in the global market. The situation is compounded by adverse weather conditions in the United States. The Commodity Weather Group raised concerns over frigid temperatures that may have damaged up to 15% of the winter wheat crop in parts of the plains and Midwest. Such conditions threaten to exacerbate supply pressures and contribute to market volatility. In Argentina, farmers are also dealing with production hurdles, as the Buenos Aires Grains Exchange recently downgraded yield estimates for both corn and soybeans. Despite forecasts of light rainfall, experts suggest it will not significantly alleviate the dryness in key agricultural regions. Meanwhile, Brazil's expected record-high soybean harvest could offset some of the market disruptions caused by Argentina's tax cuts, adding another layer of complexity for U.S. farmers. With Brazil and Argentina poised to flood the market with competitive crops, U.S. exporters face mounting challenges in maintaining their market share. Further complicating the trade environment, speculation around potential U.S. tariffs on major agricultural trading partners, including China and Canada, has added uncertainty. It adds volatility to the market, Place commented, highlighting the precarious position of farmers and traders navigating these shifting dynamics. For U.S. agriculture, the implications of Argentina's tax cut are profound. The combination of competitive pricing from Argentine exports, adverse domestic weather conditions, and the potential for new trade policies necessitates strategic adjustments. These factors could reshape the market landscape, influencing pricing, supply chain logistics, and overall competitiveness. IMEX sector, Indonesia boosts halal exports to Australia with new strategies.